March 5th, 1770, on King Street in Boston. Tensions rise as the night gets colder. A young British soldier by the name of Hugh White stands alone at his post in the snow. This dreadful night would mark one of the major causes of the Revolutionary War. Today, it's known as the Boston Massacre. Animosity grew between the colonists and Great Britain as the call for no taxation without representation spread from Boston, Massachusetts to Charleston, South Carolina. On the night of the massacre, Hugh White called for reinforcements out of fear. When they arrived, tensions rose to violence. After the riot calmed down, 5 people were dead and 6 were severely wounded. The Boston Massacre was one of the major catalysts that caused a deadly divide to grow throughout the colonies. This separation was caused by a lack of representation. We fought the Revolutionary War to become our own country and to secure our right to vote. Fast forward 230 years to the closest presidential election in America's history. In the year 2000, George Bush ran against Al Gore. The votes in the state of Florida were so close that each side called for a recount to determine who would be the ultimate winner. This proved that every vote mattered. Each person has a unique voice, and it is vitally important to maintain our democracy that everyone's voice is heard. In the case of Bush versus Gore, the outcome came down to only a few hundred votes. Our country was built on the idea that we, the people, would have a chance every 2 to 4 years to have our voices heard and ultimately affect the direction of our nation. We are so lucky to live in a country where our society is built on the idea that our votes matter. Some people aren't so lucky. Right now, around the world, people are fighting for their right to vote. In Afghanistan, men and women are risking their lives to have a say and make their voices heard. In order to vote, they must agree to dip their finger in ink. This is supposed to ensure that people don't vote twice, although to the Taliban, this is the mark of death. Men and women who have inked fingers are often targeted and murdered by the Taliban if they are caught. Would you take that risk to vote? Our generations are blessed. We haven't had to experience people struggling for the right to vote. Although because of this, voting has lost its meaning. We didn't always have this blessing. Women and African Americans had to fight for years before they could vote. Women's suffrage started as early as 1848. It took 72 years of protesting to pass the 19th Amendment. African Americans faced a similar struggle. Long after the Civil War, Jim Crow laws and literacy tests that most people would never be able to pass prevented African Americans from voting. It wasn't until the 1950s, with the beginning of the Civil Rights Movement, that African Americans could vote peacefully. We've forgotten how important the right to vote is and how much it means to be able to have a say. We have our armed forces stationed around the world to protect and encourage democracy. But what about our democracy? We need to set the example. We, the people. That powerful statement from the first line of our Constitution brought us together. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. Or at least that's how it was meant to be. Today, our country is splintering into us versus them, left versus right, and majority versus minority. Our political divide has gotten so bad that friends and family refuse to speak to each other simply because they don't agree. Social media has become the battleground of the postmodern age. As we hide behind our screens and our online personas, we use words like weapons to assert and defend our beliefs and our way of thinking. The only problem is, everyone's talking and no one's listening. Throughout the process of writing this essay, I asked multiple people, "Why do you think your vote matters?" The majority answered with, "It doesn't." This is our problem. People feel as though their voices aren't being heard. They feel powerless and apathetic, causing them to choose not to vote. When people don't vote, they are completing their own self-fulfilled prophecy because their voices aren't being heard and ultimately they don't have a say. When people don't vote, they are turning their backs on democracy. When people don't vote, our country isn't a government by the people for the people. Instead, the futures of the many are determined by the few. Every voice has the right to be heard. Our votes matter.